Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're digging into a really fascinating reflection called Embracing Failure, a Path to Growth and Resilience, our goal. It's really to see how the author shifts from feeling, you know, totally crushed by setbacks to actually using them as fuel. How do they make that leap?
It's a great source. And what grabbed me is that it's not about pretending failure feels good.
Right. The author's very clear. They say failure felt like failure in the negative sense, which is honest.
Exactly. So that chapter title, Rejoice in Failure, isn't about, like, instant happiness.
No. So how do we get there? How do we genuinely turn that disappointment into, well, into growth?
Well, the author reframes it, doesn't she? It's less about the feeling of failure and more about what you do with it, seeing it as data almost.
Okay, data. Let's unpack that with this this college math example they give. It's pretty intense.
Oh, yeah.
Taking the same required class 5 times, 5 semesters.
Just think about that. The perseverance.
Mm-hmm.
But also the struggle.
Totally. They talk about being terrified, confidence just gone, questioning if they even deserve to be in college. That's heavy stuff.
It really is. And yet they signed up again.
Yeah.
But here's the key thing, I think.
What's that?
They didn't just grit their teeth and do the same thing for the 5th time. They changed how they approached it.
Right. They actively looked for different ways to learn, found different YouTube videos, things like that.
Exactly. They became sort of a strategist for their own learning. Diagnosed why it wasn't working before.
Diagnosed. I like that. And it worked. Passed with a B eventually.
Yeah. And that B wasn't just a grade, right? Yeah. It was proof that they figured out how to crack their own learning code. Essentially, it's about that process.
It's about the how, not just the what. And that idea, that diagnostic approach, it carries over into their professional life, too.
It does. They talk about being out of the workforce for a while.
And facing rejection after rejection, just hearing no, constant.
More times than they could count, yeah, for jobs they really wanted.
So, again, what did they do differently? How did that earlier experience maybe inform this?
Well, similar pattern, right. They didn't just send out more resumes hoping for the best. They got strategic.
Okay.
They started targeting jobs. Yeah, that fit, but also some that seems like a stretch, maybe out of their league.
Mm-hmm.
But crucially, after every single failed interview, they studied it.
Studied the failure itself.
Yes. They asked themselves, you know, okay, what went wrong there? What question did I fumble? What skill are they really looking for that maybe I didn't show?
So each no became a lesson, a deliberate feedback loop.
Precisely. It wasn't luck. It was iterative learning. They even say flat out, the job they have now wouldn't have happened without all those previous failures, forcing them to adapt to get better.
Wow. So, okay, bringing this back to us, to anyone listening, what's the big message here? It sounds like failure isn't something to just push through, but something to actively engage with.
I think that's exactly it. It reminds us that failure is universal. Everyone encounters it. Every single successful person, every innovator, they failed.
It's part of the process, not a deviation from it.
Right. And it sort of challenges how we even define capable or strong.
Oh, so.
We tend to think of strong people, maybe, I don't know, like an astronaut or a top CEO, as people who just don't fail. Or who brush it off easily.
Yeah, that's the image.
But maybe this deep dive suggests that true capability isn't about avoiding failure. It's about mastering the art of facing it, accepting the disappointment, sure, but then extracting the lesson.
It's about getting back up, but getting back up smarter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Smarter. It's about learning to navigate those setbacks intelligently. Mm. That's the real strength.
Absolutely. So maybe the next time you hit a wall, you face that setback. Instead of just feeling frustrated, perhaps ask, okay, what's the hidden lesson here? What's this failure trying to teach me specifically? What's the one specific new approach, maybe even a small one, that you can try next, based purely on what didn't work this time? Maybe that's the real way to embrace it.